Welcome, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you. You're about to enter the good stuff zone here on your local radio station.
There you go.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska, the Valentine and surrounding area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. International Dark Skies designation. How about the Niobrara National Scenic River? Great fall trip when the colors are changing. Yeah, check out one of the 11 outfitters around the area. You can find more at visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. They are not that flashy, fancy kind of magazine. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers like that. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, that valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see their content. Check them out online at tsln.com. And to kick things off, Mike, I thought we'd tell everybody why being a senior citizen is a good thing.
This is a good thing, right?
That's right.
Okay.
For example, kidnappers are not very interested in you anymore.
How true that is. Number two on the list, in a hostage situation, you're likely to be released first.
There you go. No one expects you to run anywhere.
That's right. Number four, people call at 9 a.m. and ask, did I wake you?
Oh, these are why being a senior citizen is a good thing. People no longer view you as a hypochondriac.
There's nothing left to learn the hard way.
Things you buy now won't wear out.
Ooh, ouch. How about number eight? You can eat supper at 4 p.m.
Yep, we'll vouch for that one. Your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember them either.
Oh, that's true. How about number 10? Your joints are more accurate meteorologist than the National Weather Service is.
Your investment in health insurance is finally beginning to pay off.
How about you quit trying to hold your stomach in, no matter who walks into the room?
Oh, my. And why being a senior citizen is a good thing? You sing along with elevator music.
I don't do that yet. How about your eyes won't get much worse.
Oh, well, there. Let's hold on to that. And you can't remember who sent you this list.
We did, from the good stuff.
That's right.
All right. I've got Reasons to Fear Canada by Sean Carman.
Okay.
90% of the population is amassed within 100 miles of the North American border. Another reason to fear Canada seems not to mind that one of its provinces has turned almost entirely French. Excessive politeness only makes sense as cover for something truly sinister. Oh. But what? Citizens seem strangely impervious to cold.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Reasons to fear Canada, decriminalization of marijuana and acceptance of gay marriage without corresponding collapse of social institutions indicate Canada may in fact be indestructible.
Ooh.
Canada has infiltrated entertainment industry with singers, actors, and comedians practically indistinguishable from their American counterparts.
Oh, tricky.
Canada consistently stays just below cultural radar, yet never quite disappears. Another reason to fear Canada, parliamentary government and common law judiciary appear to function acceptably, yet remain completely inscrutable. Canada never had a disco phase. I'll chalk that one up.
Oh, my goodness. That is a good one.
Another reason to fear Canada, seemingly endless supply of timber, donuts, and those Scotch plaid hats with ear flaps.
That's true. It is seemingly endless.
The final reason we should fear Canada, they keep insisting it has no designs on America and only wants peace. So
you have to be suspicious of that.
Reasons to Fear Canada by Sean Carman. Kim, do you have something else for the good stuff?
Well, I think we better lighten it up a little bit, although I think we've kept it pretty much on the humorous side all episode. I pointed to the young couple in the car ahead of us. The woman had her head on the man's shoulder. Look, I said to my husband, we used to ride like that. What changed? Staring straight ahead, he replied, I didn't move.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's still driving.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, folks,
moved.
If you'd like to share something on the good stuff, share it with Kim and I, and then we'll take a look at that. Maybe share it with everybody out there. Hopefully we can. So send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author, if you know who it is, please, or if it's your original work, and send it in and keep listening to the good stuff.